Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and my guest today on Piano Jazz is Skitch Henderson, pianist, conductor, and founder of the New York Pops Orchestra, with which I very happily performed a few months ago. We had a good time, and you and I played some forehands.
We played some forehands. We played some music of the Duke of Ellington, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, we did, which we'll do today as well. Well, you were talking about your early days, and I mean, I know we can talk an awful lot of, you've got a lot of things to talk about, but you said you started in Hollywood and you roomed with Jimmy Van Heusen?
He was my roommate, yes.
That in itself.
Edward Babcock is his Christian name.
Oh, really?
Yes, he comes from Syracuse, New York, but he changed his name when he went to Hollywood and became James Van Heusen.
Goodness.
And wrote with Johnny Burke. He wrote with many people, but of course he wrote most of the big Crosby scores, Bing Crosby, the most of the films, with Johnny Burke, who, before he worked with Van Heusen, wrote a little song called Pennies from Heaven. So
not a bad tune.
The credibility line keeps going.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many of those. Because I'd love to hear you play one. I'm dying to hear you do a song. How about maybe something by Hoagy Carmichael?
Hoagy Carmichael, I loved, but he was an enigma to me because he was such a rounder, as you know. He was
a
such
rounder.
A good,
oh, I love that word.
He was a good friend of Jack Daniels always. You wouldn't go out there alone, would you? Was
no.
And I'd like to play a tune of his called, a melody of his called One Morning in May.
That's a great song.
Which I first played, I think, when I was a pianist in the Castellanets Orchestra. And I remember then it was a cello solo, but if cellists all over the world will forgive me their clef, I'll play it pianistically.
Love to hear it. What a lovely, tender touch you have. It's beautiful. Well, you studied some pretty great people years ago, didn't you?
Yes. Well, of course, I was...
Schoenberg?
With Schoenberg.
Actually?
Yes.
Harmony?
Yes. It was the period after World War II when he resided in Hollywood and was going to teach Jungs, as he called them, you know, with his black sweater, his lack of sunshine, and he plays... Mm-hmm. It's funny, he went to California and he ate it. Sunshine. But he was very unhappy teaching. He just didn't, he had to do it to make a living at that time, and he really didn't enjoy himself. So I met him with other people, you know, that worked in the film colony, worked in the plastic factory, as we called it, and got to know him and to talk to him and used to go to his house.
What kind of things did he show you?
Well, he first said that there... he made strange remarks. He once said that Mozart had no talent. He's only a tremendous orchestrator.
Oh.
And I thought...
People might scream at that.
He said, you know, he used folk melodies. And you know, I mean, you couldn't argue with him about anything.
Well, what did you do mainly in Hollywood? Were you
Well, I was a rehearsal pianist, and I played piano for a lot of people, and I worked in the orchestras, of course, and I did sketches, did orchestrating. I was the shadow behind the scene, never the billing, you know, in those days.
But
I worked with Bing and Bing Crosby.
Oh, terrific.
In radio, actually, not at Paramount, but in radio I worked with him, and I worked...
Frank Sinatra.
Later years with Sinatra, of course, because we had been friends since his emergence as a light baritone, is that what you say?
Yeah.
I knew him since Major Bowes. He can... There are very few people listening who probably remember that, but it was an amateur hour of great fame in radio. And that's where Frank really started his career. And then the James Band, of course, and then the Dorsey Band. And I played piano in a funny studio orchestra we had at RCA in Hollywood. And we made the first independent recording that Sinatra ever made when he was still with the Dorsey Band.
Really? What was that?
And the tune was called... first tune he recorded, Night and Day. And on the other side was, it was a 78, of course. And on the other side, I think, was Matt's Night We, was that?
The Night We Called It A Day.
Night We Called It A Day. Was that
really?
Matt's song?
Matt Dennis's
song.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I bet collectors would like to get their hands on that.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I wish I had it. And Axel Stordahl made the arrangements.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had at least, 13 or 14 men. We had really a big orchestra. That was the beginning, yeah.
Well, now you... wrote something for, you were telling me, for something called Act One.
Act One. It was a heartbreaker for me because it was the story of Moss Hart. And it was Dory Sherry's last big effort. Dory Sherry, I had worked for at MGM when he was the super boss.
Mm-hmm.
And when he rang me up and said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it in New York, because I was then music director at NBC and doing all the wonderful shows that I participated in, or not so wonderful sometimes. And he said, I'd like you to do this film. Would you like to do it? And I said, it would be a joy. And it was like old times to me. But the film really wasn't successful. It didn't work in some way. I don't know. I mean, there are always critics.
Yet Moss Hart was had a fascinating life. It should have been great.
Incredible life. It had everything going for it, but somehow it didn't come together. But... I thought at least the main title was, I thought the main title worked, so I've always clung to it, and I still occasionally do it when I do film music. I'm with the Oslo Philharmonic. I'm doing a film program with them. And I
oh,
do
really?
This, yeah.
So you're going to play the theme?
I'm
going to
play the theme.
Will you play
do
it
I
first
dare?
Now?
Do I dare?
Right. You do dare. Yes, absolutely. Nice melody. God, we should hear that more often. That's pretty.
The old Hollywood style. That was the end of my Hollywood school. And I put everything in blankets and cried a lot.
But yeah. Now that's called Theme from
Act
the movie.
One. Act One
is
Act
the title one. Of that, written by you. Listen, how about us trying a duet? We did something at that Carnegie Hall concert.
Yes, we did Moon Indigo.
Yeah, well, let's do that, too. But meanwhile, didn't we also do a Gershwin tune?
Sure, we did. It's wonderful.
Let's do that.
Okay. May I give you a vamp, which acquired from a friend of ours of long standing, who I loved very much, Ray Noble.
Oh, he created a special vamp for
he,
this
He
tune.
Had a counter line, which he always loved, and he used to play that. And I'd always get so tickled when he played, because he was so genteel about everything.
I'm sorry, I never got to meet him.
Ray and Gladys Noble, nice people.
Okay. Thank you. goodness. While we were doing that, I was just, my mind was roaming around thinking of playing that on Piano Playhouse. Remember that show?
Of course,
Stan
I
Freeman
love that
and,
show.
And Stan Freeman.
With Stan and Cy Walter.
Cy Walter.
Yes.
And that was the first radio show I ever did, and I was a nervous wreck. Just being on radio, I mean, not having to say anything. I was shaking like a leaf.
That was a wonderful show. I missed that show all of my life. I've always missed it. That was so, it was so civilized.
Wasn't it, though?
Yes.
Yeah. It was.
Radio had few moments like that. I mean, I did great commercial radio. I did, I worked in the orchestra with Skinny Ennis on the Bob Hope.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on the Bob Hope show. I worked, Claude Thornhill and I were the piano team with Skinny Ennis.
Oh, what a wonderful player, Claude Thornhill.
What a madman.
One of the great ones. You know, this is, we haven't even started doing anything or talking and what we have, but I mean, time's up. Isn't it awful?
Well, that's healthy. I hope we didn't abuse anybody's privileges.
I don't think we did. In fact, well, our time isn't really up because it'd be nice to do one more tune. But
shall we do some Gershwin?
Yeah, let's. Huh? Okay. Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.